film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
You know, Slim, this is the third year now.
Yeah.
That I have not gotten a Grammy for that song.
Ooh, we should look into this, because you wrote that.
Of course, I wrote that.
You wrote that.
You know, AC/DC might take a little credit for it, but you know, I give them co-writing credits. That's all right. Just give me the little friggin' statue.
There you go.
It looks Mark is waiting there just to say that every week. It just waits there. I got to put it. What day is it?
Well, that's why I gave him 20 seconds to catch up. Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for March 13th.
2024.
Mark wants to know what day it is, Slim.
Hump day year.
Yes, but you also need to remember... Apparently, some community wants to remind you, even on Wednesdays, you must hump slow. Now, the way I look at that is, unless she or he demands otherwise, because it's got to be a cooperative thing.
Yes.
I mean, at least that's what I hear. All right. So what time is it, Slimmy?
It's showtime.
Does he really grab his crotch and go after that?
Something. Not in that part, but somewhere in the thing he does. I don't know. He does something. I'm going to have to find it. I'll find it.
Yes, America, I am using the proper mug. Yes. And unlike Jesse Waters, I'm a real man. I can suck through a straw, and I don't feel embarrassed about it, okay? When you're confident, you don't have to worry about these things, Jesse. He's the one. He's always on the fire.
I don't think men should. It's not a good look when a man drinks through a straw.
That's why I like Gutfeld.
Yeah, Jeff, I do too. He's the best.
I got a bottle of water. I put away that tremendous mug.
Oh, I like your mug.
That mug was huge.
It was.
Holy fuck! It was like this big. Oh, you guys can't. You can't see.
And it was huge. It was about that fat.
Wow.
It was really.
I'm talking about the mug, you perverts.
Yeah, get your
mind. Hey, look, as you know, it's only been 167 hours this week between shows. You're welcome, America. But that's really not our, that's not on us. It's because, well, we've got a meme for it. I love Star Trek memes. I hate daylight savings time so much. I actually lost sleep over it. See, I started doing it like Kirk with, I was going to go overly dramatic, but it's Picard with his British accent and French name. I can't do Picard.
I thought you were going to say Rick, do it.
I don't know. Put it back up. Let Rick do
all
it.
Right. Back. There it is.
Do it as Picard. Go ahead.
As Picard?
Yeah.
I don't know, mate. Let's try it.
British accent.
Yeah. I hate daylight savings time so much. I actually lost sleep over it.
You got a SAG card for that?
Well, I told you I couldn't do Picard.
He told you ahead of time.
All right.
Oh boy!
New listeners, he really does have a SAG card. He was almost famous at one time. That guy out there.
I can't even point to me.
What show were you on that I liked?
Sopranos.
Oh, that's the one.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Well, so I was.
People are going. He was on what?
Who is he? Yeah. Yeah, but if you blink three times, you miss me. All right, four times.
Six
times.
He was on a lot. And it's also St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, so sorry, I'm wearing my shirt. I forgot I'm backwards.
Are you going to drink green beer?
I'm here for the shenanigans. I don't drink green beer. Well, I do drink. The only beer I ever drink is Guinness. That's not really a beer, but it's very Irish. So to all my Irish friends and all my wannabe Irish friends, as we say, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, then you're lucky enough.
Hey, is there anything with, you know, how like if you're part Indian, you can own a casino? If you're part Irish, do you get anything?
I'm not other enough than beer? Indian.
Well, I know you're not, but if you're enough Irish, do you get something too, or is it just beer?
Just beer.
You're not getting free beer.
Irish are cheap too. They don't give you anything free.
Are they really? Are Irish are cheap? I didn't know that.
Yes, it's me. Oh, anyway. So Trump and Biden have the nominations locked up. And of course, Biden wants Trump locked up, mainly because it's his only chance. Oh, somebody's sending us beer.
Somebody sent us some beer.
Miss Joyce sent us beer. Thank you, Joyce.
I like beer.
I don't. This is pretend coffee, iced in my freezer. And today I remember to get it out on time. I didn't have to chip it.
What are you doing? I'm eating my coffee.
Yeah. But anyway. But Trump being locked up is Biden's only chance. But all he's got is those lawfare charges, and not a damn one of them's worth the paper they're written on. And the motivation is so glaringly obvious that the media might even notice soon. There's 8 months, you know. It might sink in eventually. What's
left? No notice and saying anything about it are two different things.
That's true.
Fair point. I'm sure they've noticed, but you're right. He's my conspiracy theory expert over there.
Hey, in 6 months, it'll be true.
Yeah. So all they got is abortion scare tactics and January 6th. And even that's so spurious, the left is having trouble talking about January 6th. We've got examples. Take a look. Go ahead.
The fact that President Trump incited an erection.
His various cases of, you know, he's got charges of inciting an erection.
Donald John Trump incited the erection.
They didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection.
I always call it massive. Sometimes they say huge, really large.
And as Trumpy said last week that we played on the show.
Yeah.
All the funny things that man said, that's still my favorite thing. Him talking about Fannie Willis and what's his name.
That was good.
We know what he was good at. All right. Anyway. So Trump's causing erections. Well, it's probably because happy people have sex. Or is it people that have sex are happy? I don't know. Maybe that's why so many Democrats look miserable. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the State of the Union was last Thursday. And I think after seeing how animated and angry China Joe was, we can blame it on just one thing.
Cocaine? Adderall. I thought cocaine.
No, you think Hunter's going to let him have any of his stash? No, it was Adderall.
Maybe.
He gets the White House doctor to give him a couple of those, and I'm good for 2 hours. He was probably pissed. He was worried it was going to wear off because of the delay in getting over there because of the protesters.
Protest, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That Adderall had to last like an extra 10 or 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I could give you a summary of the State of the Union speech, and I've got a comment on it, but let's bring in a voice that we all miss on this topic, okay? Here's a summary in 43 seconds.
Good evening and welcome to the Tucker Carlson Network live. Well, that was quite an experience watching that. You know, you think of Joe Biden as a doddering old man, a guy who can't remember when his son died or when he served as vice president. And of course, that's exactly who he is, and it's on display every day. But Joe Biden is also a cruel and vicious demagogue, a man who has no problem at all denouncing his fellow Americans or putting his political opponents in prison, as he has done. And that was all on display tonight. That was possibly the darkest, most un-American speech ever given by an American president. In fact, it wasn't a speech. It was a rant, entirely lacking in decency or generosity to his fellow Americans.
And I saw today that polls came out. You know, usually when the president, any president, gives a State of the Union speech, he gets a bump in the polls. You know, his numbers go up a little bit and stuff.
He went down, didn't he?
He was either even from last week or down a point in the three polls that I saw.
Well, the funny thing is
it didn't help when you go.
Well, and the funny thing about it too is the next day all the headlines from the left were how great the speech was and how he, you know, he had such a great message, and I mean it seems like, you know, the way they rallied around the speech that the numbers would be up, and they're not. I mean, they're not even close.
I've got a comment on that coming up. I want to stick to the thing because then you know which button to push.
Oh yeah, I know. Wow.
So you want him to push the button?
That'll be my signal for push the button. Anyway, here's a quick meme that is kind of my opinion on the speech. Fascinating. He can talk with no brain function. Mm-hmm. That's the power of Adderall. Mm-hmm. But yep. No, I still want to add my take on this. Although before I do, I've got breaking news.
What do you got?
I have breaking news. I had to write this down during the thing. Biden went to Missouri today. Okay. The breaking news is he made it up the kiddie steps to Air Force One without falling down.
What are those? Is there two steps?
No, it's like 12, but you know, the big steps are the ones that, I mean, he's tripped and put his hands out in front of him on the kiddie steps once, and he stubbed his toes and stumbled on the kiddie steps a couple other times. But no facial plans. Anyway, here's my take. The speech started with the Ukraine border. Joe, that ain't the border most of us give a shit about, okay? It's the wrong one. And the left was upset that he called a murderer an illegal instead of, you know, what was his new word last week? Newcomer?
Newcomer, yeah.
Yeah. And Lincoln Riley is the football coach at the University of Southern California. He's alive and well. Hey, old fart. Lincoln Riley is quite dead thanks to your policies.
And it was right in front of him on the piece of paper that he had from Green. I mean, it's not like he didn't have the name in front of him.
You know, but an A is like, you know, it's shaped like this, right? And an I is shaped like this, Joe. he couldn't tell the difference.
Fucking idiot.
But all the Dems were repeated, to, you know, on every news station they were on to give their little spin. He was on fire. That was the thing. He was on fire tonight. President Joe was on fire. Well, yeah, I hear hell is like that. So you guys should all get used to it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Huh. He's really into that.
It's just the funniest damn thing I've seen in a long time. Because we all know what he was talking about. And to see a 78, 79-year-old man, President of the United States, who got screwed out of an election. He's getting lambasted everywhere with all these stupid lawsuits and everything else. And the man still has a sense of humor to stand up and go, we know what he was good at. Mm-hmm. I'm like, the dude is all right, you know?
Yeah. We need a little more of that and some mean tweets again.
Yeah. So anyway, Biden did an interview then on PMSNBC to apologize for calling the murderer an illegal. He didn't apologize to Lake and Riley's family, although Trump met with him on Saturday before his rally. It's kind of like Palestine, Ohio. Trump went. Biden showed up. 53 weeks later.
Oh, I thought he didn't go.
Yeah. He'll call the parents up next week and have it recorded, and they won't be able to use it because they'll call him Lincoln again because he's an idiot. But he did do this interview to apologize for calling the murderer an illegal, and I thought it was pathetic. But the important thing is not him blubbering and apologizing because the left wing of his party wanted him to. No, I was happy to see, because I believe in second chances. Everybody should get a second chance. And I was happy to see that former Harvard president Claudine Gay apparently has got her new gig at PMSNBC, and she did the Biden interview. We've got the pictures. That's her, right?
Nailed it. Well, that's a TV show.
Yeah, there you go.
Nailed it.
That was the interviewer. Change the glasses a little bit. Trying to look a little more scholarly. One more thing about the screen. I'm sorry, that cracked me up. It was nasty, but I like it. It's how I am. And one more thing about the speech was delivered in the tone of Peter Finch and Network. If you're under 50, you don't know who that is, look it the hell up. It was great. It was the "I'm mad as hell. I can't take it anymore" speech. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Peter Finch actually sort of made sense. Biden. But what was that crap in the speech about the rich not paying their fair share of taxes, Joe? Mm. Remember this guy, Joe? You know this kid? What's he going on trial for, Joe? What did the statute of limitations expire on about four other ones? Tax evasion, Joe. When are you going to pay for the big guy money? When's your brother going to pay? No, I mean, this the people that write, I'm telling you, one of the problems with Biden is not just his lack of, okay, the people around him are dumb as fuck, too. They've got to be. Why would they let him go out and say that? It's class warfare, which is just, it doesn't really work well. It works a little bit. But all you got to do is say Hunter Biden tax evasion. And the Hunter Biden tax evasion cases are more likely to be going on this summer than Trump trials are going to be going on this summer. Let's keep talking about the rich paying their taxes, Joe.
Well, you know, something that's interesting. Remember when they suppressed the laptop and a lot of people afterwards said that if they'd known about the laptop, they probably wouldn't have voted 7% for Joe.
7% would have changed their vote for sure.
Okay. Can't we pretty much on the right, can't we pretty much assume that 7% is still with us and still going to vote against Biden? I mean,
look, if a Republican is up 2, 3, 4, 5 points in a poll now, they're up by 9, 10, 12, because those polls are always 5 to 7% skewed. You know, the only time those polls ever get close to being right is like October 28th, you know? Until then, just add 5 to 7 points to whatever the hell the polls say, and that's what the real number is. Now, none of this crap that Biden was saying in the State of the Union is new, okay? Now, I've got a clip here. I don't know who put this together, but I love them to death. This is brilliant. It's a clip of Biden in 2008 at the convention for Obama, and contrast this with the State of the Union speech the other night. And just take a look at this. It's like 1 minute long. Pay attention, please.
Barack Obama is going to deliver that change because I want to tell you, Barack Obama will reform our tax code.
Folks at home, does anybody really think the tax code is fair? No!
That's why he'll invest in the next generation of teachers.
While we're at it, I want the public school teachers a raise.
And why he'll make college more affordable. That's the change we need.
And I want to make sure the college is more affordable.
We will hold Russia accountable for its actions. Barack Obama will transform the economy by making alternative energy a national priority. And in the process, creating 5 million new jobs. And finally, finally, freeing us from the grip of foreign oil. That's the change we need. And at long last, deliver affordable, accessible health care for every American.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere in the world.
All right, so there you go. Cheap Chinese shirts. Got to get them from somewhere, right?
Yes, you do.
But it's 16 years later, okay? This guy's been the vice president or the president for 12 of those 16. Why would you believe him saying the same shit he said in 2008 now? Especially if you saw that. Him and Barack had plenty of time to do it. The other problem I have with all of them is, and this is probably why it was really hard for me to be anywhere near nice in tonight's show, because this just pisses me off royal. 170 Democrats voted against the Lake and Riley Act. There's the murderer. And there is the nurse that will never be one because she couldn't go for a jog. Take that down. I don't like saying that. It gets me a little verklempt. And all my Yiddish friends out there are going, I thought you said you were Irish. I am. But this was a law that would require the detention and deportation of illegals who have been caught committing crimes. God, that's radical, isn't it? That bill now sits in the Senate, and I'll bet that's all it does is sit there. Because they don't really care about your safety. They care about power. If you won't vote to keep us in office, then we'll bring in people who will.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Here's a comment that's going around on the internet, and it makes sense to so many, and I'm going to repeat it. If you're better off now than 4 years ago, you must be what, Slim?
An illegal. Oh, wait. No. Undocumented. No. Sorry.
We say illegal on this show. That's right. I'm gonna call Rick's Uncle Tony if you try that undocumented
bullshit again. All right,
hey, Tony, Uncle Tony got a job coming up.
There they are.
Yeah, they are. Well, you got that on cued, right?
Absolutely on cue, just like.
You can't let it go. Good.
No.
Like the Claudine Gay Harvard thing. I'm never letting that go either. Any chance I get to compare her to Urkel or somebody else, I'm doing it. So I think we can use an analogy to summarize where we are politically right now. This is from the most important. Go ahead and put it up.
Okay.
This is from the most important African American of this generation, a real genius, Elon Musk. You know, nobody gave me shit for calling him the most important African-American of his generation on the last show of February. No. Because they know I'm right. Trying to help people understand what's going on right now is like going back into a burning building to pull someone out. Only to have them keep punching you in the face and demanding evidence the building is on fire, even after they admit they can see the flames.
And the fire department is there spraying water on it.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say that's the media, but it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the man is a genius.
He is.
All right. I haven't done This Week in Misogyny for a while.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, basically, materials seem scarce since Valentine's Day. I haven't found a whole lot. I've just thrown in one here and there.
I mean, I'll know why it's scarce. I'll work on it. I'll tell you why it's scarce, because Facebook takes all that shit down so we can't find it and put you in jail for it.
To be honest, like 4 weeks ago, the last time I did a big This Week in Misogyny segment, I spent an hour actually going out and looking for stuff.
It's tough because Facebook takes it all down.
I had to, but people go, I like that segment. And for those going, why you do This Week in Misogyny? I'll repeat it because I repeated it for a while. It's because the left, when they can't answer any argument that you're making, you know, if a woman can't answer any argument that you're making to them on politics or anything that they're about, they just call you a misogynist, because then that's supposed to end the argument. Okay. So I just make fun of them. And this is, this is for all you single guys. Okay, Rick, pay attention here.
Okay.
Seeking girlfriend, please send one recent picture of yourself plus a picture of a sandwich you've made.
That's the new Tinder.
I saw one last week, and then when I went back, I couldn't find it again. It was even better than that one. It said, nudies are overrated. Please send video of you reading a book and preparing a sandwich. I like that one too. But that's your girlfriend meme, Rick.
Okay. I'll remember that.
All right. See if you can get paid if you put that one out there. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. A girlfriend gets it for free.
No. There's no free with that stuff. It's
No. That's just for the woman who wants to have an Italian stallion without vaccine them.
Yeah.
The girlfriend experience, she gets it free. He doesn't have to use a cup. I shouldn't take a drink when I want to make myself laugh.
No.
Anyway, listen, if you've got sex issues, Rick, you got to work it out before you fall in love, okay?
Okay.
Well, just watch. Just watch.
Okay, I'm watching.
Seriously? Is that the only position you know?
I'm sorry, all right? I'm a dog, and at least I'm trying. All you know how to do is roll over and play dead.
I've never really done this before, and I'm still a little nervous about you eating my head when we're done. Can we set up a safe word or something?
This can't be right.
Honestly, Harold, this had to be the one thing that you're fast at.
So, don't take this as an insult. Are you a guy or a girl?
Oh, no offense. I don't know. You?
I have no idea. You want to have sex?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's do it. Okay, I'm just going to go under here and then, okay, I don't wrap around
no,
this.
No, that's not a thing. Yeah, it's not a
And really, please stop trying to smell my asshole. It smells like an asshole. All right? Mystery solved. My asshole smells like an asshole.
That snake one was hysterical.
The snake was good. This doesn't work.
This isn't how it's supposed to work, is it?
Oh, that was good.
Should have told the doc to throw in a couple extra stitches after that first kid. Yeah. I shouldn't have gone there. Oh, I'm a bad boy.
Oh, that was good.
You know, a pessimist thinks all women are bad. An optimist hopes they are. Mm. I had that meme while ago, but I didn't get rid of it on my phone yet. I saw it today. It still made me laugh. All right. So while the audience composes their nasty DMs over that one, it's halfway through the show. Slim, do we have a musical interlude for tonight?
We always have a musical interlude. So here you go.
Baby, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country. Don't panic. FJB. FJB. Trump's our MVP. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. Tell the liberals, don't panic. Democrats, don't panic. Now I love fake boobs, but I hate fake news. You can call me rude, but girls can't be dudes. Hunter Biden got subpoenaed, and now they wanna panic. Trying to mutilate our children and vaccinate the planet. Gotta vote, vote, vote. November 5th, take the White House back from Sleepy Joe. Vote for Trump. Gotta vote, vote, vote. November 5th, Trump 2024's our last hope. Trump train. Now Kamala, we're for China. LeBron, we're for China. Have respect for your country and stand for the flag. Let's have a moment of silence for all the veterans that passed. Let's have a moment of silence. You Democrats are the past. Red FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. FJB, FJB. Trump's our MVP. Here to go. FJB, you've done enough damage. Trump's coming back to save the country, don't panic. Tell the liberals, don't panic. Guess what? Hunter Biden still high. So hard to save up your money when they're doubling the rent. Hard to put it in the bank when it's already spent. Please protect your children. Protect our children. From the groomers and the pedophiles. They can't ban us all. We sell them Twitter files. Stop trafficking our children right now. It's MAGA and Trump's gonna win. Biden's stealing them votes. He letting.
I'd have still liked that if she'd done the whole thing in the school teacher thing.
I tried to find that, the full length of that, and I cannot find it anywhere. That's the only thing I can find. It's just that
she didn't miss anything in there, did she?
No, she sure didn't. But there's obviously there's more to it because that was just a cut. But
all right, that was pretty good. It was a minute and a half. That's a longer than average musical interlude.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
Was Rick up dancing? I couldn't see.
No, Rick was not dancing.
You were dancing the hip hop, Rick?
Hip hop. Don't let me start.
What? Rick's two favorite things in the world are hip hop and cigars.
I'd rather cut my left testicle off.
And hamsters.
Oh, he lost.
Don't do it. You know, I'm going to start doing mind.
I'm sorry, Rick. I write the show and he's got the button. We've been working together for 13 years, man.
I'm gonna wish that video off the computer.
It ain't gonna work. Work. Brent and I are like an old married couple. We know what each other's thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you're aware, speaking of thinking, we can actually think here at this show, and therefore we don't fall into the media trap, which means they might come after us too.
Probably.
But believe it or not, we've actually got proof that we're innocent, because Facebook's provided our alibi from the usual accusation against conservatives.
Yeah, they actually did. They gave us a great alibi. Here we go.
We are not Russian stooges. Our show last week was blocked in Russia, damn it.
They don't like us there.
Vladdy didn't like something I said.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
I don't know what it was. Maybe Vladdy didn't like, gotta tell you them. Yeah, Vladdy didn't like this.
You're definitely not part of the Russian.
My joke of the week came from, I think, Gutfeld on Monday night. I'm sure it was Gutfeld. It had to be Gutfeld because I wrote it down right away. Biden said he would sign a bill, if it passes, to ban TikTok. And when asked why, Biden responded, "Because time is my enemy." Obviously.
Hmm.
It's true.
Oh,
I mean, you knew he was on something because his eyes were open during the State of the Union speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and any other day we've seen him, he doesn't have a fucking clue what's going on.
Well.
Oh yeah, he's right.
What?
Look at the last comment.
I can't see the last comment. Oh. I do the show. Vladdy is Ukrainian.
Yeah, because he said. Oh, Vladdy didn't like what we did last week. It should have been Putin didn't like what we did last week.
His name is Vladimir Putin. And there's also Vladimir Klitschko, who was the mayor of Moscow and a former heavyweight world champion boxer.
It wasn't him either. Don't
screw with me on history and stuff, news and stuff, people. I may be old, but something in here still works occasionally. Uh-huh. Anyway, the TikTok thing, Slim. Okay, it passed it was under special orders or whatever.
Yeah,
so it had to pass two-thirds of the vote today.
Yeah.
It had no problems passing the House.
No, and I mean, here's the thing that kills me is, you know, you had Trump that came, you know, we know Trump tried to do this back, you know, when he was president, he tried to ban TikTok, but he's since decided TikTok's their, you know, his friend, but
he'll change his mind tomorrow.
He changed, a lot of Republicans were against this too. I was very surprised. I thought the vote would be closer. I knew it would definitely, you know, pass the House. I thought the vote would be a lot closer, but you know, we're far, like you said, I don't think anything's really ever going to happen. The Senate probably isn't even going to get to it. And quite honestly,
I think the numbers might be high enough that Schumer might actually bring it up. And if he does bring it up, Biden said he's going to sign it. He'll sign it. But all the people out there with TikTok, and you know, you do TikTok all the time. I've got a bunch of friends who do TikTok. You get millions of hits and stuff on TikTok. If we could broadcast our show on TikTok, we'd be world famous.
Yeah, it would have been fucking suspended long ago.
As soon as they see the flag behind my head, we're gone. Yeah, you guys think Facebook is liberal. TikTok's worse. They really are. But the TikTok thing, if it passes and he signs it. It isn't going to ban TikTok. It's just going to make them sell it to somebody who will take out the algorithm. Let China every damn keystroke you put into your phone.
Well, yeah, basically all they're going to do is make, I mean, the company, the TikTok app that we in the United States use is made, you don't have it, but if you do, it's all of that data is stored in the United States. It is stored in Texas. That is true. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a back door that China can, you know, see this data. This act will ensure that the sale of the company will take that back door out so that China can't access the data. That's basically all it will do. I mean, or they're going to ban it from the App Store. And there is one simple way around that, folks. If they ban it from the App Store, just get a VPN and just get an App Store ID from like Canada or any country for that matter and just download it from a different store.
Well, as Jim Morrison once said, and the Chinese agree, let me be your backdoor man.
You know, here's a, you know,
little
here's 70,
little 70s music lingo there for you, youngins.
Here's Carol just kind of makes a really good point. We have a lot of shit going on right now that is so much more important than worrying about the TikTok ban. And that was one of the things I thought about this morning when all of a sudden they were doing this and hurrying this through. And I saw that they were going to do, you know, the vote today. Why is that what's important right now?
What's my favorite charity?
Yours?
Yeah, you know my favorite
charity. It's the twin fund something.
Tunnels of,
I knew it was something.
That and St. Jude's. But Tunnels for Towers is doing what the government should have done a long time ago. And if you people out there don't give your $11 a month or $100 a month, I got a friend who gives them $100 a month. I give them $100 once or twice a year. And I give more to St. Jude's, but that's because it's the children. But you've got to help out these are not other government organizations that are doing liberal shit with the illegals. These are people who are doing stuff the government should be doing. We've got a Veterans Administration who's supposed to help these people out that is trying to ban the VJ Day kiss because it wasn't consensual. And then they just had a sex scandal in the VA with management and stuff. I mean, one upper level manager fired a middle level manager for sexually harassing a hot woman in the office, and he fired him because he was jealous. He wanted to sexually harass her. Mm-hmm. And then he fired the guy. And then he did. This is not what the VA is supposed to be doing, but like I said, Biden puts idiots in charge of everything. So we need Trumpy back.
Yeah. But you know what? Bringing Trumpy back is not going to help the TikTok mess, because this is going to, they're going to create a huge disaster long before that. There's something, I think I saw the numbers today, was $26 billion is what the TikTok actually creates for the United States economy. $26 billion for our economy in the United States. Take that away. I mean, all of a sudden, delete that from your phone and take away $26 billion just like that. And that's what our government's willing to do over concerns. I mean, you and I all have the choice to put this app on our phone. You and I all have the choice to use any social media platform. You know, that's up to us. If I'm willing to let China see what I've got on my phone, that's on me. Shouldn't be Joe or Nancy telling me I can or can't do it. It should be my choice.
Maybe sorry, I'm chewing on air, people, but
maybe I'll make an app that'll take over TikTok, and I'll call it Rick-tok.
Very big pockets. There is some people that are interested in purchasing it. I do think the Shark Tank that was
the
going around the internet.
The broadcast on is talking about it. Rumble
is actually talking about it. The ex-CEO of Activision is talking about it. He'll run it into the ground. I do believe the Shark Tank, he will. The Shark Tank, I think, was a rumor. I don't believe that was true.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. I've also heard he wouldn't have enough money. But at the end of the day, ByteDance might not want to sell. And there is other countries that have banned TikTok. So, I mean, ByteDance has been able to do without.
ByteDance doesn't sell. ByteDance has done. But right. Let me give you my take on this. And then you can correct me when I'm wrong.
Okay.
I wrote this down yesterday so I wouldn't forget. In general, I've always agreed that you don't sacrifice freedom for safety because you lose both. I think Jefferson said that. I mean, it's not a new saying. But in my opinion, not when it comes to this. I think this is kind of iffy on the freedom thing because they're not telling anybody what they can say or do on TikTok. They're saying who can look at it. So therefore, I think it's heavy on the safety or the security thing. Now, TikTok's going to exist no matter what. And the reason it's going to exist no matter what is why? It makes money.
Yep, money.
Close, fair. What do you think?
TikTok's going to exist. It just might not exist in our country. TikTok's not going anywhere. ByteDance isn't going anywhere. It just might go somewhere in this country.
They're going to sell because to not exist in our country, that's most of their money.
I guess I'd have to pull up financials on the
what
countries produce. We have
170 million users. That's half the country.
Yeah, but China has on their version probably twice as many.
Yeah, but their version teaches science and math and important things.
It does. Ours does not. Well,
not how to exist. Not how to walk outside of a car and go. What the fuck? Or do a stupid dance with your daughter. Oh, look, Daddy. 14,300 people saw it. You're viral.
Well, it's like
14,000 people saw that I did something that embarrassing. I banned TikTok in my house. I don't know.
There's 1.1 billion users worldwide for TikTok. So if they lose 170 million, that's 10%. That's not, nothing.
But who do they make the most money off of?
That I can't give you that answer because they do different things are done in different countries. Some countries aren't monetized like
China would not exist without stuff they stole from us. You know that.
Well, I agree with that. You're absolutely correct.
I mean, there's a rocket engine. I think you and I were talking about this on the phone the other day. The W-84, I believe it was. I could be wrong on that. Somebody can look it up. I don't care. But the designs for that were stolen from Los Alamos when Clinton was president. And 2 years later, all of a sudden, China could go to the moon and they could lift their satellites into orbit and they overcame all the problems with their intercontinental ballistic missiles because they had the W-84 rocket engine. It ain't like we gave it to them. They just freaking stole it.
You're right. I do stand corrected. Mark did comment in the comments that he was watching the news. Oops, sorry. I almost just blocked Mark on accident. Hold on. He was watching the news when Mr. Wonderful did say, I read a couple stories today that it wasn't true, but again, it very well could have been. So it was because he was watching it.
All right.
Anyways, we'll see what happens. This is big. This is big. We'll see what happens. But this is definitely big. It was fast tracked, and they're not fast tracking things that are more important, like border security and shit like that. But let's fast track TikTok. That's what doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I think it was a national security implication to this point. I think they had a closed session on this yesterday. The open session, the open commentary was 2 days ago, whatever. Yeah, Monday. Then the open commentary was Tuesday, and then they did the floor stuff today. The closed session had all our security people in the homeland and CIA and stuff. I think there's something going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on. Let me be like Joe, real careful. It's an election year. There you go.
Why would you want to piss off the youth vote in election year?
That's the only thing I don't understand. Plus, Biden's using the platform. That's why I think it's really something
security-wise.
Maybe, but I
think we should just invent RikTok and screw it all.
That's it, RikTok.
I think it's because they can't control the algorithm because it's owned by ByteDance. They can control Facebook's algorithm. They can control Instagram's algorithm because they got Zuckerberg in their back pocket.
They don't control Google's or Facebook's.
Yeah.
Google and Facebook share their results with them.
Yeah, they still control it.
Twitter showed us that was true. But anyway,
continue.
You might have seen Special Prosecutor Herr yesterday. On his Biden did it, but I can't convict him in the District of Columbia report on the documents. The transcripts for the Biden top secret classified documents was also released. He did a 5-hour interview over 2 days with Prosecutor Herr. And it said at one point in those documents that Herr had to steer Biden back to the question that he had just asked him, because he's off on some tangent and he was making car noises.
You can only imagine.
So how can you sit there with a straight face? Yeah. How can you sit there as a Democrat with a straight face and go, well, he exonerated the president and you were nasty for saying that he's an old man with memory issues. He's sitting there going beep, beep, honk, honk, brum, brum, brum.
Eating his ice cream cone.
So he was making car noise. But anyway, this whole thing with him killing the audio industry, which is another reason he's never going to win the election, because Michigan ain't going to vote for him. All the Muslims are going to vote against him over Israel, and all the car workers are going to vote against him for job security because they don't have any with him.
Very many car workers left.
GM's in big trouble now too, because he found out the GM is sharing your driving data with your insurance companies. All right. So only Trump can save GM. But anyway.
I hope he saves Boeing and our airline industry too.
Well, Obama's
afraid to fucking fly.
Obama gave most of GM to the employees and that thing, but I don't want to talk about that. It was a terrible Supreme Court decision.
Just real quick before you, did you happen to see the Al Jazeera report where they sent a reporter undercover into the Boeing plant, and the reporter asked 15 engineers if they would actually fly on a Boeing plane, and 10 of them said absolutely not. That's pretty fucking scary when 10 of the people building the planes in the Boeing plant won't fly on them.
It's scary that somebody from Al Jazeera even got inside the plant.
Well, it was a news organization. It was,
I know, but did he have his goat with him? It's a fair question, isn't it?
It is a fair question.
The lightning.
It is a fair question.
I didn't say anything about, I didn't say that M word, so they ain't coming after me.
All right.
So anyway, this whole thing reminded me of Biden killing the auto industry and then his electric car mandates. So we've got a video illustration for you of Biden's electric cars and the her interview all in one. This is great.
Driving an electric car with combustion engine sound.
We amuse ourselves.
You wonder why they aren't selling?
I thought I was in my friend's. They bought an electric Mustang, which is kind of an oxymoron. But he goes, yeah, it's really quiet, but I could turn the thing on. He turned the sound on for a regular sounding Mustang, you know, vroom, vroom, and everything.
Yeah, but it's only inside the car.
Yeah, you don't hear anything outside.
No.
Oh, God,
that's horrible. All right, let's get our stupid criminal of the week. Well, we got two this week.
Here's the first two.
One. Here's the first one. This is a stoner rat. Yeah, I just like that picture. Huh. And the quote there, they're all high. That came from the superintendent of police. You can take it down, Slim.
Oh, okay, I like it, but that's okay.
All right, we'll put it back up at the end then. The superintendent of police in New Orleans, where they've defunded the police. She came on and she said there's a lot of missing inventory in our what do they call it, evidence room. Especially a lot of marijuana has gone missing. She goes, it's the mice in there. The rats are eating it all.
Right.
The rats are high. Okay.
Right.
Gotta go someplace.
Now, did the rats also steal the cocaine, the cash, and the guns? That are missing from the evidence room.
So what's the next movie? Cocaine rats?
You know, maybe the cocaine bear snuck in the evidence room.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, and he got ready for the sequel. But I mean, you know, she's just getting out ahead of the story because there's gonna be hell to pay about all the evidence missing from New Orleans. This is what happens when you defund the police. Huh. I'm sorry. She's trying to turn the poor little rats into criminals.
You know, I'm surprised with the whole, you know, you defund the police. A quick tie-in with this was the whole Pittsburgh. You saw what's happening in Pittsburgh. This
3 to 7 a.m. You can't get a cop or something?
You can't get a cop. All your calls go to a guy that'll come in at 7 o'clock.
Or cut or stabbed.
Yep, they're calling it the Purge now in Pittsburgh from 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. So.
You have 20 cops on duty the entire city. During that time.
For all of Pittsburgh. Yeah. Wow. For all of Pittsburgh.
It's a city of like 400,000 people.
Yep. It's insane. Defund the police. There you go.
But look, it isn't just the rats, okay, or lying superintendents that are stupid criminals of the week. We don't have any people this week. Nope. The entire animal kingdom no longer respects authority, apparently. In New Orleans, of course, it's the rats who screwed with the popo. But in Connecticut, the cutback apparently was on forest rangers. And this happened. maybe the Bears were down. Maybe, hang on. Maybe the Bears were down in New Orleans, and they ate a bunch of weed, and now they got the munchies, and they're still in the trash.
Well, that could be.
Since the Forest Rangers are going to be defunded, we know who we can bring back to improve the situation, right?
Yes, so. We do.
Stop it, Bear! Stop it! Bear! 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 You're breaking it! You're breaking my kayak!
I should put the video back on so we've got the video and not just the sound.
Bear Girl.
Oh, she was fucking a trip.
I love Bear Girl. We'll figure out some way to put her in next week. Oh, anyway, I got some good news this week.
What's that? Besides, won the lottery?
Biden made it up the stairs without falling down. No, everybody at Deadspin got fired yesterday.
I heard that. The whole shebang.
Go broke still applies. Thank goodness. We got the picture that the whole thing was about, so you guys will remember, because most of you don't know who Deadspin is, and that's okay. Remember, you saw this picture of the kid from the side with just the black face and the Indian headdress on at the Chiefs game? And this idiot writer, a black fellow, wrote about how this kid should be ashamed to disparage two races at one time, blacks and Indians, and the Chiefs should be ashamed for making it easy to diss his race and blah, blah. You know, you're talking about the NFL here, like 67% black anyway. This kid's there to celebrate his team. He's a fan of the Chiefs. That's what their name. They've won the Super Bowl 3 times in 5 years. You think you could figure out who they are by now. The Kansas City Chiefs, okay? So he's wearing a headdress. And their colors, black, red, and white, okay? Ooh. He was already white, so, you know, black and red. And this guy tried to make it a big deal, and the internet just went nuts. They blasted him over it, ruined his day. He thought everybody would be like, oh, what a great woke guy you are writing this article about this awful kid, you know, this younger Nick Sandman dissing people. Well, it turns out the kid's grandfather is the head of a tribe. The kid's at least 25% Native American. Kid's also suing Deadspin. And when he wins, I hope he parks his yacht right next to Nick Sandman's yacht. Because he got a bunch of money from CNN when they did that thing. You know, where he had the MAGA hat on down in D.C. and the Indian was banging on his drum. Look at him. And the kid was standing there going. And then the left-wing media went nuts. I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't own CNN as fast as they came to settle. And then he still took like 6 months. So they milked him for all kinds of money.
Well, just think about it. He sued him for $275. I looked it up. $275, and they probably settled for 10%. So
20%.
Okay, so what's 20% of that?
I heard he got somewhere between 30 and 50.
So. There you go. So,
I hope this young man has his yacht right next to him. But, you know, the people who bought Deadspin obviously didn't pay much for it because this lawsuit's pending and they're going to have to pay that. But this one of the mechanisms. But every single person who wrote for that woke piece of crap, supposedly sports site, is fired. Mm-hmm. You can call me. I can do funny voiceovers to baseball highlights. And
They're all going to go to TikTok and start making money there.
$5,000 a week, I'll do it for you. I'm cheap. But that's for like 5 highlights. That's all I'll do. Man, I'm not going to waste more than a couple hours for $5,000. Shit. Anyway.
Just remember, that's all Rick's got to do. 30 seconds, buddy. 30 seconds.
Not 30 seconds.
As President Trump said about Rick. All right, that's enough milking that one. Ooh, milking it. Yeah, fanny like it. Never mind.
There it goes.
So let's do this week in marketing. Just because of my past business experience, I call out ads and use my expertise to analyze the good, the bad, the indifferent, and share it with you, our friends. Now, this first one, well, this is just a bad look, but I have to blame the National Education Association for this one.
This is called Common Core, yeah.
Yeah, limit 3 bread items per customer And then the price of the bread items is $4 for $5. Okay, so those of you who have poor math, that means you're going to pay $3.75 for three. Okay? Yeah, I can figure that out in my head.
Well,
trouble in high school. I could always do this crap in my head, and I just put down the answer. And you have to show the work.
No, you don't. Yeah.
Well, you can also take that as it says three bread items. So you get four hamburger buns, four.
Oh, you're saying bust to open the packs?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Four hamburger buns, four packages of hamburger buns, four packages of hot dog rolls, and four things of sliced bread. That's three bread items.
That's 12 things.
Yeah. No.
Oh, one but you
item is hamburgers.
But you're going to argue that point.
This is one bread item. They're hamburger buns.
And then you're going to get a Karen. You're going to get a Karen up at the register who's going to throw your
That's
ass
not
out
the way it works, sir.
call the cops. I'm taking all my bread. I'm putting it on Rick-tock.
It's going to be on Rick-tock later. He's videoing the whole encounter.
I'm going to buy Rick-tock.com right now.
All right. Gen Z continues to frustrate me. I've never given up on this one either. You know, you want to show off to your date, and you go to the valet parking. You're going to spend $25 or $30, stick your car away, and you pull up, and you realize it's all Gen Z guys doing the job. And this sign is on this: no stick shift vehicles. So you got to go park your Maserati on the other side of the parking lot and walk 8 miles. Mm-hmm. And your date's a sweaty mess by the time you get there, and you don't get laid. I blame Gen Z. For lack of sex. There you go. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you look at Gen Z, they're all sitting there playing their little video games. None of them getting any sex anyway.
No. Well, maybe they're playing Leisure Suit Larry.
That's an old game.
I played that.
I'm surprised you know that.
Dude, I bought the cheat book from the bookstore so we could get through the game faster so we knew what to say to the lady.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we were fucking all into Leisure Suit Larry.
I mean, that's the only job these idiots are qualified to do, and they can't even do that one. So, anyway, this one here is a restroom sign, and I think this one's actually quite reasonable.
Yeah, me too.
Let y'all read that to yourself twice.
Yeah, read it twice.
First time, you're not going to believe what you just read.
That's second right. time, you're going, oh, fuck.
I think 90% of people are okay with no drugs in the restroom, and I think 100% of people will be okay with no nuclear weapons.
Yeah, me too.
See, George Bush, I can actually say nuclear. Not nuclear.
Nuclear.
Anyway. but it does seem fair. You know, I don't want to be taking a piss next to somebody holding a suitcase nuke, right?
No.
No.
Yeah. All right. So even the NEA can't be blamed for this next one. Spelling matters. Dini's Seafood has fat, juicy females by the dozen. Now, I'm not really sure what the hell that's supposed to mean. Unless there's like female oysters or some crap like that I don't know because I won't eat that garbage. It's just pig snot. Or they can't, or a seafood place is advertising tamales and they screwed it up.
I'm not real sure where they were going here, but
who can eat a dozen tamales?
Besides
Chris Christie.
Well, yeah, he could probably eat 24.
Oh, and what's her name on The View?
Which one? They probably two or three of them could. Yeah. Joy Behar.
That's the one.
She's
Joy Behar could eat it. She could eat a dozen.
She's such a fucking peach, let me tell you.
Anyway, take that one down, please.
All right.
I'm just not sure. Maybe a guy was quitting his job and he just put some smart ass out there. I have no idea. But tamales matter, damn it. I don't want them disrespected on your stupid signs. This one came from Viewer Mark, and we know where Viewer Mark's mind is. This is Krabby Dick's in Delaware, their marketplace and grill. Eat our balls with homemade semen sauce.
There you go. I'm not going there. You can go get
crab balls with homemade semen sauce there. I don't know if that's... Leave that up for a second.
Oh, I can't. It's gone.
It was Mark's claim to fame.
Oh,
It's, I don't know if it's just nasty, if it's overtly gay, or since it's in Delaware, maybe they're hoping to draw some of the Biden family in because they're all perverts anyway. I don't know. Anyway, okay, go ahead.
This next there it is. There of, it is. There it is. Sorry, I couldn't put it back. It just took me a second.
Krabby Dicks. I don't know where in Delaware that is, but I'm not going there. North Carolina, I'll go to Biscuits and Porn because my daughter said it was a good place to go. And I had the T-shirts. But I'm not going to Krabby Dicks.
No, me neither.
No.
I mean, you need penicillin for that. Right?
You might.
I don't know. I don't know what gets rid of crabs, but something must. And it's not gonna be your Axe body spray. Got people that use that. Oh, Jesus. Spend some money. Get something good, you assholes. Anyway, this next one is personal to me. I don't know why this church hates me. Or my sheets. Be gone, Satan. You have no power here. Well, yeah, but it's on my bed.
No, I hate my personal or my satin sheets.
You don't?
I don't like satin sheets. No,
I live in Florida, man.
They're too awful. Slippery. Yeah, too slippery.
We got the air conditioning cranking like 11 months a year.
Oh, that's great. True.
Yeah, if you got to have heat or covers on, satin sheets aren't near as good.
And yeah, that's true. We have to have heat all the time.
All right, and of course here at Off the Hook Radio, as you all know, we are influencers. But this one's on Brent. No horses allowed in the bathrooms. Anyone found washing a horse in this bathroom will be charged cleaning cost. Brent, we know this was you had something to do with this.
I plead the fifth. Totally pleading the fifth. Hey, Rob, I plead the fifth.
You didn't mind getting it cleaned in the woman's bathroom, though, did you, Brent?
No, pleading the fifth.
You didn't mind. I know he didn't mind.
The sign was created for a reason.
All right. All right. We're going to skip the woke Sir Trump commercial because we're at the end of the show. I'll save that for next week.
Yeah, go ahead.
Memes of the week time then, buddy. You're in charge.
I'll do mine first. I just saw a guy in a smartphone drinking his smart water, driving his smart car, and he looked like a dumbass.
Yeah.
He did. Rick's.
I want them to always know this. So if I refuse to nap, is that resisting arrest?
No. Fair question.
Now put the meter back. It's going, no, this way. This way. I'll push that hand over.
I don't know. I think we all mailed it in on the memes this week. Yeah, here's mine.
I didn't give a shit about
ice cream flavor the last 3 years. Disappointment.
Yeah.
That's all right. I don't care.
It is. I'm trying to get rid of it.
So, hey, just thank everybody for watching. And I remind you again, please share our live feed, the one that doesn't go to Russia. And the show post will come out shortly. It'll be on the Off Hook Radio page on Facebook and on Rumble. Rumble, you can't share, but you can like it over there. You can give it a little Rumble thumbs up or whatever the hell they do. But if you share the one from the Off Hook Radio page, that's where we get the most views because we've got 17,000 followers or some such shit. So please do that for us. You help us fight evil that way, which means we beat the algorithms at Facebook and put us on your damn timelines, people. They can't stop all of us.
That's right. And sorry, sometimes I don't put all your guys' comments into the show. It's very hard for me to get back and forth to put all your comments in. We do see them. I see them.
That's what they said in the woman's bathroom.
We do see them. I try to pop them in as I can. So.
Rick, tell Uncle Tony I say goodnight.
Uncle Tony, he says goodnight and he's sorry. I'll help you out.
Okay. Uncle Tony loves me. He likes my cigars.
Really?
Yeah. I only buy the good ones. We're going to close with Doggies Talking. Why? Because I love Doggies Talking and I rate the show.
There you go.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Right here. I can't hear it. I'm trying to pinpoint the location. You know what? It's right over here. I heard it right here. Nope. It's right here. Wait a minute. Right there. Right here. Wait a minute. Right over here. I know it's right here. Wait.
Man, I want some snacks or something. Hey, Cat. You listen to me? Hey, hey, don't get on this couch. You see, you got plenty of toys around here you can play with. Do not get on this couch. I'll be right back. You hear me? I'll be right back. Don't get on my couch, man. I ain't playing with you. I ain't playing with you. Why are you looking at my couch like that? I told you don't. Can I get in the pool? Jumping in the pool. But am I splashing too much? I'm back in the pool. You say so? I'm having so much fun in the pool. Huh? I got to get out? Oh, I don't? Okay, back in the pool.
If you're about to blame me for something, I didn't even do it. Oh, it's unwrapped. Okay. Was that a drool? Mm-mm, get it together. I'm not even paying attention. Oh, you know I love them orange crackers with the peanut butter inside. Talking, project.
I need to go outside.
Do you need to go outside?
Yeah.
Do you need to go outside?
I said that.
Do you?
Man, you need to turn this camera off with all these stupid questions.